You can clap your hands if you want to. This song is about staying alive.
Not about giving up today, but there was something I knew I had to get to this world someday.
Here I am, Lady Diva. I have with me Chanel J. Wilson. She returns with a new music album, and that track I just played there is Light. Yes, that is Light. Welcome, Chanel. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I really like that track, Light. Is there a brief story behind that track there? What inspired you to do that?
Light was definitely written during a very dark time in my life. It deals with changing the perspective and overcoming a dark moment in depression. I wrote it back in 2006. I was in serious transition. I was newly on my own, and a lot of my pain bodies and triggers were coming up. Things weren't going the way I wanted them to, and for a small moment, I was like, I'm done. And I had to just say to myself, no, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So when I sat down to journal, the first thing that came out was thought about giving up today. And that's where Light, the whole song just kind of came out that way.
Right, right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So as we move along, where are you calling from, Chanel?
I am from Northern California, Bay Area, Oakland. I have been gentrified. I now live in San Joaquin County, but I am from the Bay Area, so Northern California.
All right, Northern California, call in. Phone lines are open right now. All right. All right. As we move along, I would like to say, what have you been working on since the last time you were on my platform, which was back in 2018? And
yeah.
You had that single Draw Near to Me. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. So after releasing Draw Near to Me, I was gearing up to release Black Heart on the Table, the EP, and then my label decided we wanted to wait on that. I'm actually glad that happened because it enabled me to start writing. So for the last 2.5 years, I've been doing a lot of writing, a lot of refining, taking a greater sense of confidence and ownership and of disciplining myself within my art and making myself take certain liberties. So that's what I've been doing, refining.
Oh, wow. Correct. Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. So as we move along, to introduce yourself to the curious listeners, what would you say to them about you and your music journey and the inspiration behind your music?
On my website, I say that creativity and love can heal this world. And I plan on doing just that. I believe in studying human behavior and learning solutions so that we can all get humanity right. I am a storyteller. My official title is I'm a multidisciplinary artist and author. So with my art, my music, anything that I put my hands on, be it animations or writing, it all goes right back to the same theme of love and getting humanity right, taking nuggets from stories or situations.
Yeah, because as we move along on this show, we're going to mention the new album, Black
yes.
Heart on the Table. And
yes.
I went through all the tracks, and I want to ask you about the intro, I'm Still Human. What is
yes.
B-H-O-T-T? Black Heart on the Table, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the acronym for Black Heart on the Table.
Okay. So the intro, I'm Still Human.
Yes.
You given some poetry?
Yes, I am. Spoken word.
Okay, okay. Great, great. So that really threw a lot of people off, and I had some friends that were listening. They were like, "Oh my, oh, she did that!" You know, I like, yeah. So, with your background, where did you go to college at?
I studied both at San Francisco State University for Theater Arts, Academy of Art University for editing and filmmaking and cinematography, and then Diablo Valley College for recording arts and music industry studies. For the business side of it. So those are the three schools I went to.
And well, it's really showing. It's really showing in your work. It's showing. It's awesome.
Ugh.
So as we move along and not talk so much, let's mention the new album and the track Black Heart on the Table. What's the story behind
yeah.
that? And what triggered you to do that track there?
With Black Heart on the Table, it is a raw, gritty song about conditional love and how it impacts the human heart. By day, I do have a full-time job, and when I was working on this particular song, I was doing warehouse work, and we were in the middle of a long peak. And so when I got home at the end of the day, I still could not go to sleep. I was very restless, and my
mm-hmm.
mind was spinning. It just would
mm-hmm.
not stop spinning. It was quiet in the house. My son was asleep. And the only thing I could keep saying to myself was, this is my life. And every time I would say it, I meant something different. Be it, I was thinking about the desires of my life. I was working this job where I was doing physical labor over 35. I was thinking about single parenthood and how to provide for my baby. And am I working too much, dealing with the things that were going on with my relationship with my ex? Thinking about my art, the directions I wanted to go in, and being, at this point, I was like 37, and life just did not look the way I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really just unpack what I was dealing with, and the only thing I could come up with was Black Heart on the table. I got to lay my heart on the
table. Wow.
And in the process of that, it was like, oh, my heart is black. I'm dealing with bitterness. I'm dealing with anger. I still got stuff I don't want to let go of. Okay,
yeah.
I'm also dealing with dysfunctionalism. I'm dealing with, you know, people taking advantage, and I need to make some decisions. So it was one of those just big girl, grown woman moments in my life, and that's where this whole project was kind of born out of.
Wow, and I thank you so much for this track. I have two daughters, and I have two sons.
Yeah.
And with you, with your words that you're saying now, reminds me of what both of my daughters are going through. And I like, this is just on point, you know, wow, you know, this is awesome. So thank you so much, Chanel J. Wilson, for this track.
Yes.
I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to go ahead and spin it. Thank you so much. Everybody stay tuned in. I'll be right back. Here is Black Heart on the Table.
This is my life, my song conditioning. It's so contrived, so much dysfunctioning. What's the recipe for this season? I wonder what the color of my heart is. Is it the hue of my skin? Is it my black heart on the table? My shield, my frame, from the rhythm and blues. I solemnly swear for the truth. Oh, how I want love, cause my heart is overdue. But I need to overcome this black love conditioning. I need to overcome this black love conditioning. This is my cry for freedom. Can't be polite. It's time for healing. Let's go to therapy for this toxicity. I can't fix the pain where your heart is, but if you're willing, I'll be your king. This is my black heart on the table. Down this American conditioning. Oh, it's a pain.
overcoming this conditioning.
Well, all right. That is Chanel J. Wilson, everyone. Black heart on the table. It is. All right. To all the single mothers out there and single fathers out there, hear this song, play this song, buy this song. I really love it. So go right ahead and give our listeners, fans, and followers out there where to purchase this track online at any of the music outlets everywhere, and your website information and your social media information. Go right ahead, Chanel.
You can get Black Heart on the Table on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music, Pandora, and Amazon. It's on all of those platforms. You can follow me on all of social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, at Chanel J. Wilson. That's C-H-A-N-E-L-L J. Wilson. And then my website is www.chanelljwilson.com. And that's the spelling of my name, C-H-A-N-E-L-L.
Thank you for that information. I want to ask you, do you have two Facebook pages, one personal and one?
Do.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know that. All right.
I
keep missing it for some reason. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. And also, I would like to ask you, will you be doing any scheduled online events, a performance?
Yes.
Oh, you will? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Right now, I have been, for the last 6 months, in preparation to do two things. First, it's the Black Heart on the Table theatrical emotion picture where I expand on the story in visuals. The plan is to have the first leg of that out by March 1. If I can get it sooner, I'll do it sooner. I just got back some of the renders of the Black Heart that we've been developing. And oh, wow. I was just blown away. My mom and I were watching some of the playbacks, and I'm in tears. So we're going all theatrical with this. The second thing we're working on is the Black Heart on the Table experience, which will be an actual performance. I'll do both cover tunes and songs from the project on YouTube. I'm going to do them in three parts because the project is actually going to be in three parts.
I can
get into more of that.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the first one up by the end of this month. I don't have a hardcore date yet because we're still getting the rehearsals and just working out the presentation, but I have been getting the show together. So that is the plan.
Well, girl, I'm going to be following you so close. You're going to get tired of seeing my name. All right. As we move along, what is the ultimate desire, Chanel? What you want all your fans to get on this new album?
With this project, Black Heart on the Table, it's both a lament and a reckoning. And Volume 1 deals with a warrior's lament. Volume 2 will be the B-sides of the lament. I have some more material. It goes a little bit more in depth. I like to say the first one is like the surface level of the lament, and the second part is the depth of the lament. And then the third part is the reckoning, because it's one thing to lament and cry, but then we also have to find the solutions. So what I want is for people to listen to it and journal, start communicating with each other. And in the Black Heart on the Table song, I say, let's go to therapy. Let's deal with all of our toxicity. Toxicity is a human dysfunction. It's not attributed to one type of person or one gender. We all have many pain bodies and dysfunctions that we just kind of live in, and we're hurting each other. We're treating each other very conditionally. And we have to start looking at each other and start loving each other and really fleshing out some of those pain bodies that are within us. You know, no, we can't fix the pain where our heart is, but if we're willing to go the distance, I'm going to be your kin. I'm going to love you through it. And I hope you would do the same, not judge and love me through it. So that's what I want
deep,
from this project.
This is deep. I love it. I love it. And thank you so much. It's like I'm going through counseling on air. But anyway, let's continue. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on this album. Go right ahead, Chanel.
Yes. So, of course, my village, that would be my son and my mom and my siblings. We have a multi-generational household, and I'm very grateful because that is my support system overall, and that's what enables me to still be able to do this parent work and then still do the art. My godmother and my parents, that would be my dad, my mom, my stepmom, and my godmother. That's my parental team. And then there's my auntie team.
Okay.
I have three people in my life that I call aunties. And I can say auntie, and they each know my tone and where I'm coming from. One of my aunties is my manager, and that's Randy Wilson. I would also like to thank my studio team. And it's both studio, and I still consider them both friends and family, because with Hank Poetics Beats Marshall, he is the producer on Black Heart on the Table. He did the pre-production on Draw Near to Me, and he's also the producer on Light. And
okay.
Right now we've been doing a lot of work closely together with this particular project. Jordan Sumner Pajarillo did the background for me on Black Heart on the Table, him and Hank. He's my former label mate. We both were a part of a label. We were working on previous projects, but now we're both solo independent artists again on our own personal labels. And then also Rakia Marshall, Joanna Pena as well. Hank and Jordan's wife, they both do a lot of behind-the-scenes work. I can talk with both of them about a lot of things, and they're just right there. Also, for Light, the credits are for Hank Poetics Beats Marshall and Stonewall Stoneman Towery. He's an awesome artist. He's got so much music out there if you ever want to check him out, Under the Snowman. Jordan also just released a single, sort of a favorite, that's out there as well. And then Roy Graves, he wrote with me on Draw Near to Me. So those are my shout-outs. And, you know, I always, everyone else who was there from the beginning, even, you know, my former label, Alexis Records and Blue Drift Records, I'll also give them a shout-out as well, because had I not worked with them in the beginning with that Draw Near to Me, I would not know what I'm doing right now. So even though some of our working relationship has ended, I'm still forever grateful for them, because I learned so much of the mentorship there. So
all right. Let's give them an applause that they will continue to support you in all your projects and your future projects. How about that?
Yes.
I would like to play I'm Still Human.
Okay.
And we'll elaborate and talk about it when it's done. Here is I'm
okay.
Still Human.
I take my heart off my sleeve and put it back on the table. This time it is black, the color of my skin. Pain bodies triggers. I cry because I'm still human. I want to participate in life. My magic can't keep fixing it. Can't keep showing things up. Can't keep falsely holding things up. I've got to deal with my humanity and all its forms. You mammied me and I accepted it. You bullied me and I allowed it. You trained me and branded me, and I bleed while remaining complicit in my life. The reality is my magic can't fix this, because I'm still human. I know I'm magical, but I am also human. And I gotta grieve. I gotta grieve, I gotta grieve, I gotta grieve. This heart comes off my sleeve. Warriors put their heart on the table when they have something to deal with and prove. So I take my black heart off my sleeve and I put it on this table. 'Cause although I'm magical, I am human. And if I want humanity right, my black heart has to heal. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Black Heart on the Table experience. You will watch this lady tear herself down and be built back up again. Black Heart on the Table, Short EP, Volume 1.
All right, Chanel. You have so many talents, so many skills. You have so much to offer, and not only that, helping other people. What is the inspiration? What is the motivation that keeps you going and doing this?
Both getting humanity right and wanting to see a better society for my child. Having my son redirected my focus, and it made me really look at our society. I took off the rose-colored glasses, and I saw that we were just kind of functioning within the dysfunction but not healing from it. And a lot of us are missing out on just basic human needs as a result of it. So my calling and my gift to society and my peace offering is to just provide as much perspective as I can now that I'm newly 40 and just share as best as I can and also continue to grow and learn. So that's the short answer.
Well, we need people like you. So as for me, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, I want you to keep doing what you're doing. I mean, it helped open my eyes and let me see what's going on in my space, in my environment. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you. So as we come into a close to the end of our showcase, I know it's been fun.
Yes.
You any words of encouragement? I know you said enough, but we're dealing with the pandemic, dark times, you know, so any encouraging words differently said through you, what do you want to say for our listeners and other people out there in the music industry or just in life in general?
In general. With Light, the song that we just released, my mother was really instrumental in me releasing that track during this season, because during the pandemic, I was working, and I also found myself in depression just along with everyone else with the pandemic and the civil unrest. And I guess around the when I started working on this particular song, something lifted because I started shifting my perspective. And so what I want to encourage everyone as we continue to endure the pandemic and endure the civil unrest and endure even the transition with the political space and all the various politics and things that are going on, just remember that there is light at the end of the tunnel. We as humans are very resilient if we do not give up. Keep the perspective clear. Seek therapy during this time if you have to, or add tools to your toolbox as you endure, because sometimes we can't fix it all in that moment, but there's things we can do to help us cope as we get to the end result. And just know God's got us. We're going to make it, but we just have to remain resilient and just keep that intestinal fortitude within that I'm not giving up. I'm determined to not give up no matter what comes my way.
All right. That is Chanel J. Wilson, everyone. And thank you, Chanel, for those words of encouragement. And thank you for taking out your time to come back on my platform. And you know, you, my girl, you always welcome to come back with future projects. I'll be waiting. I'll be following you so close. And you have a blessed day. And if anybody missed the show, tap that same link. And I want to thank all my listeners and my supporters for listening in and supporting my broadcast. Chanel, thank you. You have a blessed day. I will be playing Black Heart on the Table again. My pleasure, Chanel. My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
My life, my song conditioning is so contrived, so much dysfunctioning. What's the recipe for this season? I wonder what the color of my heart is. Is it the hue of my
conditioning.
I need to overcome this
lack of conditioning.
This is my cry. My cry for freedom. Can't be polite. It's time for healing. Let's go to therapy. Your heart is, but if you're willing, I'll be your king. This is my
black heart on the table.
I shield my brain, heart, for the rhythm and blues. This is my solemnly swear for the truth. Oh, how I want love, cause my heart is full of you. To overcome this
lack of conditioning.
I need to overcome this
lack of conditioning.
I need to overcome this
lack of conditioning.
For the truth in you,
I hate myself. Lack of conditioning.
Overcoming this conditioning.